In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us.
So, who do you think should hold these beautiful two hands today? Who do you think should hold these hands? You can't appoint yourself. That's what I ask. Who do you think? Somebody else? Andriana, did you ever take the collection? Okay. And I think we would need an older one to help Andriana count the money. So maybe Zoe? Okay. Zoe and Andriana. Today is the fifth Sunday of Great Lent. Can you believe that next Sunday will already be Palm Sunday? Yes. Today is the fifth Sunday of Great Lent, and this Sunday is dedicated to a woman, to Saint Mary of Egypt. Now, do you have any idea where Saint Mary of Egypt lived?
In Egypt?
In Egypt, of course. If she's Saint Mary of Egypt, she lived in Egypt. She lived in Egypt. She was a Christian. She was baptized. Most likely, you know, she was baptized as a baby. But then, when she was about 15 years old, she left her home, she left her house and her parents, and she went to the big city of Alexandria. And there in the big city of Alexandria, she started to have fun. That's the only thing she wanted, to feel good and to have fun. And she had a lot of fun. But then one day, when she was about 28 years old, so about 12, 13 years later, after she left home, and after having a lot of fun, one day she heard that some Christians decided to go to Jerusalem. Do you have any idea why these Christians decided to go to Jerusalem? It was before they decided to go to Jerusalem sometimes at the end of August, beginning of September. What do we celebrate on September 14th? September 14th. You remember? Anybody else? September 14th?
Cross.
Yes, the lifting up of the Holy Cross. So some Christians from Egypt, from Alexandria, decided to go to Jerusalem to be there for September 14th to venerate the cross, to venerate the lifting up of the cross on the day of the cross on September 14th. And Mary thought, you know what? I should go with these people and have some fun with them. But in having fun in Alexandria, in having fun on the way to Egypt, she became a really bad influence for many of these Christians and for many of the people that she came in touch with. Do you know? Do you have any idea what it means to be a bad influence?
To be a bad example.
Yeah. And instead of making the people around you, better, you make them worse. And that's what Mary did, because she wanted to have fun.
Why is she a saint? Because she's not a saint.
We'll get there. So far, she was not a saint. So far, she was a very selfish person. Do you know what selfish is? What's selfish?
Like self-control.
What's selfish?
You only care about yourself.
When you only care about yourself and what you like and what makes you feel good. That's selfish. So far, she was very selfish. She was not a saint. She was not a loving person. But then, when she arrived in Jerusalem, after having fun even on the way to Jerusalem and corrupting, making worse, you know, the people around her, even some of the Christians, when she arrived in Jerusalem, she went to the church of the tomb of the Lord, to the Holy Sepulchre, and to venerate the cross of the Lord, and she couldn't get into the church. Everybody was getting into the church. She couldn't. Do you have any idea why?
She was not ready.
Because she was not ready to get into the church. And like a force, was stopping her from getting into the church. And she tried again, and that force stopped her. And then she realized that she was not allowed. She was not allowed by the grace of God to enter into the church because of her sinfulness, because of her selfishness, and because she was not a loving person. What do you think that she did next? What? What do you think she did?
She became
a very loving person. But what did she do then, you know, when she realized how sinful, how selfish, how unloving she was? What do you think she did?
She went away and she prayed.
What do you do when you really feel sorry about something? And you?
Cry.
You cried. That's what she did. She wept. She cried. Because she realized how sinful she was. She realized that she was not herself. And she realized that she wasted her life. And not only her life, but she corrupted. She made bad so many people around her. And she felt really, really sorry for it. And she prayed. She went in front of an icon and she prayed and she said, "Lord, if you allow me to get into your church and to venerate the cross, I promise that I'm going to offer myself to you and I'll work together with you to become the person that you created me to be, to become my best, not my worst." And after praying, after crying, and after praying, she tried to enter the church again. What do you think happened this time? Was she allowed to enter the church?
Yes.
Yes, she was. She entered the church, she venerated the cross, and then she went with the money she had, she bought 5 loaves of bread. She received Holy Communion afterwards. She confessed. She received Holy Communion and she crossed the Jordan. She crossed the Jordan River into the desert. And for the next 40 years, she lived in the desert. And when the 5 loaves of bread were gone, she ate whatever she could find in the desert. And she prayed and she offered herself to God. And she repented. She changed her mind and her life. She offered herself to God. And what do you think happened to her in the end? Did she become a saint? She became a saint. Now, what I think that we could learn from her life is that we could be a good influence or a bad influence for the people around us. Did it happen to you to have fun and to become a bad influence for somebody around you?
Did everybody do that?
Yes.
Yes. It also happened to me. And I'm sure you know it happened to any one of us. Did it happen to you to have fun and to forget about what we are doing? And to become a bad influence for the people around us? It happens. The devil fools us around. The devil fools us around. We are having fun. And all of a sudden we realize, what am I doing here? This is not myself. And I'm wasting my life. And I'm also corrupting the people around me. I'm being a bad influence for the people around me.
You know you have to do your homework, but you say, I'm going to do it later, and then you just play, and then you're, I forgot, right?
And not only that, so you don't do your homework, but, you know, what you don't do your homework because you want to play, you want to have fun. Huh?
Yeah.
But you can have only so much fun alone. You want some other people to have fun with, yeah? So maybe you go to one of your schoolmates, or your sister, or your brother, and you say, do you want to have fun with me? And instead of allowing your schoolmate or brother or sister, you know, to do his or her homework, you are becoming a bad influence for them. It happened to all of us. What's that?
You can change your life, like, a lot, if you want to. But if you do not want you to, you can't.
Exactly. And you know, so if we offer ourselves to God, our life could be improved. But we have to make the decision. And, you know, what did Mary do, Mary of Egypt, what did she do when she realized that she was wasting her life and being a bad influence for the people around her? What did she do? You remember? What did she do? What did she do? She cried. And she turned her life around. And she decided to become a good influence for herself and for the people around her. What can we do when we catch ourselves wasting our life, having meaningless fun, and being a bad influence for the people around us? What could we do? According to the example of Mary of Egypt, if we want to become saints, if we want to become better. So she cried.
If you were a bad influence, you could pray and say sorry to God.
That's, you know, so we don't necessarily have to cry if it is not something really serious. If it's something serious, it is okay to cry, to realize, you know, I'm really sorry for this. And
just say, I'm sorry.
And to say I'm sorry, and?
Is it okay to still have fun sometimes?
Yes, of course it is. Yes, of course it is, you know, and you know, meaningful. Do you know what meaningful is? Meaning. Do you know what meaning is? Exactly, have a purpose. Do you know what it means, you know, meaning? To have a purpose, you know, to be good in itself, to be enjoyable, yeah? So, we could have, of course it is okay to have fun, but good kind of fun.
For example,
and to be a good influence for ourselves and for the people around us.
For example, you go to a birthday party, you go there because your friend is turning, like, 11 or something.
Yes, you know, to go to your friend's birthday party, that's a very good example. And, you know, and to be together, to sing happy birthday together, to play together. But how could you be a bad influence at a birthday party? How could you have a bad kind of fun and be a bad influence?
Breaking the rules.
Being mean, being bullied, you know? Or telling people, you know, let's go and do something else. They are doing something, but, you know, let's go on the other side of the, you know, in the other room and do something else, you know, because we want to have more fun. What else?
And sometimes, like, you really want to see the cake and you just dip a little of your finger.
Yes, or to punch the birthday cake, you know, to put your finger in the birthday cake. That's not...
at my birthday party when I turned 8, my friends, when we were having cake, some people just took it and then they just started running out to play over there. They just took cake. They didn't take a bite out of it. They left it on the table and then just went to play.
So, can you see, we could have a beautiful, meaningful fun, or we could have a very bad and mean kind of fun. So when we catch ourselves not being at our best and being a bad influence for the people around us, like Mary of Egypt, let us cry, let us feel sorry, let us ask for forgiveness, let us pray, and let us ask the Lord to help us be at our best, so that we ourselves could become saints, like Mary of Egypt, who was a great sinner, and she became a great saint. Amen. Thank you very much.
Christ is among us. Mary of Egypt was a very passionate person. In her life, in what she told Father Zosima, that's how we know about St. Mary of Egypt, by the way, because the monks of St. Savas Monastery in Jerusalem have this tradition that at the beginning of Great Lent, they would go into the desert, each of them to pray and to be in the desert and to get closer to God. And one of the monks went into the desert, his name is Zosima, ran into Mary of Egypt. And she told Zosima her story towards the end of her life after being for 40 years in the desert. And according to what Mary of Egypt told Father Zosima, she was a very passionate person. She had a lot of fun in Alexandria, as I told the children. I don't want to go into the details of the fun, but probably most of you know the fun she had. And she was a very lustful woman. And she said that she did it for fun. She didn't do it for money. She did it just for pleasure. Because she was a very passionate woman. Now, all of us have our own passions. All of us love something or somebody more than we should love something or somebody. And that becomes a passion. We become passionate about something or about somebody, and we lose our freedom. Now, what I want to tell you today is that according to the Orthodox tradition, everything that is within us was planted within us by God, even this ability to love with passion. And there is nothing wrong about that. Because we are created in the image of God, who is love, and beyond anything we know about love, and God Himself loves us with a lot of passion. It is said in the Bible that He's a jealous God and that He loves us with passion, and He really does love us with a lot of passion. And we are created in the image of God, and we are capable of this passionate love. But what the devil does to us, because the devil cannot do very much to us, the devil cannot destroy what was created by God. The devil cannot destroy the image of God, the image of God that was planted within us. The only thing the devil could do is to twist it a little bit. And you know, if I take a ball and I roll it down the floor, I could roll it in one direction or another direction. It depends in what direction I roll the same ball, the same circle of love. If we allow the devil to direct our passion, to direct our passionate love in the wrong direction, it becomes a self-destructive passion. We pray and we offer ourselves to God and we ask God, Lord, I noticed that I focused my love on things that, or on people that are not giving life to me. Give me your strength to redirect my love on people and things and projects that are giving life to me. That's the only thing we have to do. If Mary of Egypt, who was such a sinful person, could become a saint, it is also possible for us. Sometimes when we are struggling with a passion, we think, there is nothing I can do about this. Sometimes, you know, we say, I was born this way. So what? If I was born, you know, with some cancerous cells, does that mean that, you know, I'm going to give up, you know, because my parents had cancer, or, you know, or my parents, you know, had a heart condition, I have a heart condition, so I'm going to live like that.
No. Why? Because we care about our bodily health. In the same way, we are called to care about our spiritual health, and then as we have physical sickness in the same sicknesses, in the same way we have spiritual sicknesses that could be cured. If we offer ourselves to God and we redirect our love in the right direction. Therefore, beloved faithful, let us love as God loves us. Let us have the kind of love that leads us to Him and to communion with His loving people. Let us love as He loved, as it is said in the Gospel of John, that He, having loved His own were in the world, He loved them to the end. He loved us to the end with passion. Let us love with passion, but let us focus our passionate love on God, on people, and on things given to life, so that we could be transfigured, we could be transformed. That's the Orthodox language. No, in the Orthodox Church, we do not try to suppress passions. Because there is, you can only suppress a passion for only so long. One of the chaplains at the correctional center in Regina, a senior chaplain, you know, she had a beautiful analogy about, you know, dealing with addictions, dealing with passions, dealing with even, you know, with trauma. She was saying that if you have a floating device and you don't want to see it, something that floats, and you want to keep it underwater, I'm going to press it underwater. You can keep it underwater for only so long. And when you look at something else, it blows into your face. We do not try to suppress the passions. This passionate love was placed into us by God. What we try to do, what we are called to do, we try to transfigure the passion, to redirect it towards God and towards heaven, towards beauty and love, for God is beauty and love. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.